about running on adrenaline, quick thinking, and a successful recovery from the unthinkable. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Does it ever cross your mind to question what would happen if you suddenly had to take the controls of an aircraft that was way over your head? If it hasn't yet, it will in the next few minutes. Last Thursday, Doug White was already in a tough emotional environment. He and his family were returning home from the funeral of his brother. Doug, his wife, and two teenage daughters were passengers in a King Air 200, climbing through 10,000 feet following departure from Marco Island Executive Airport, when suddenly the pilot slumped over at the controls, dead. We're going to pick up ATC audio just after White, who is a self-described low-time single-engine land pilot, had to take control of a complex twin turboprop and tell controllers he had an emergency. Controller Brian Norton has just been called back as he was clocking out for the day and has been set up with a radar scope configured to show just the emergency flight. Seated next to him is trainee Dan Favio, who is on the phone with flight instructor Kerry Sorensen, a friend who has thousands of hours in the B-200.
King Air 559er Delta Whiskey, 4 Myers approach, John.
Fort Myers Center, King Air 559er Delta Whiskey.
King Air 559er Delta Whiskey, 4 Myers approach. And are you in a descent right now, sir?
I am. What you want me to do is hold it or what?
Actually, if you can, we can just start a descent down to 5,000. And we're getting some help from another pilot that's familiar with the airplane. We'll get you some information. Can you descend the airplane?
I can, down to 5,000 on heading 270. This is a King Air 200.
King Air 9er Delta Whiskey, Roger. We're passing that information now. If you're able, fly heading 240 and descend and maintain 5,000. Just take your time. We'll set you up for the airport.
Yeah, I did. All right, 240 to 5,000, 9er Delta Whiskey.
And November 9er Delta Whiskey, are you using the autopilot or are you flying the airplane?
May the good Lord hand flying this 9er Delta Whiskey.
Okay, very good. Thank you. 9 Delta Whiskey, are you a licensed pilot?
No time, single engine land, 9er Delta Whiskey.
Okay, very good. King Air 9 Delta Whiskey, when you're ready, turn a left heading 180. We start working you towards the airport. Whenever you're ready to turn, fly heading 180.
180 to 5,000 for 9er Delta Whiskey. I need to slow my descent down. That's 2,500 feet per minute here. I need to get my throttle set for this descent. I don't know where to set it at.
Okay, sir, we'll get some information. If you just retard it just a little bit, and I'll get you an answer on that. And if you want to stop the descent, that's fine, too.
I got buzzers going off here, gear control or something. I don't know.
Okay, sir, in that case, just level off when you're comfortable, and I'll get you an answer on that in just a moment. 9 Delta Whiskey, the information I have is to pre-select the autopilot to 5,000, but don't turn it on yet. You can go to the center console on the instrument panel and pre-select 5,000 feet, but don't engage it yet, and I'll get you an information on how to do that.
I got a pre-altitude set of 5,000. I know how to engage it, but I got to get rid of the heading bug that's hooked to the autopilot.
Okay, let me get that request in.
I can push altitude select on the console.
Okay, I'm passing that information. 9 Delta Whiskey, they're telling me you can slew the heading bug. Do you know how to do that?
No.
Okay, no problem.
I'm 150 knots. I need to keep stalling this airplane. I'm going through a little descent here.
Okay, sir, just advance the throttles. And your altitude's good, so I guess just pick up the speed with the throttles and try to hold 5,000 feet. Yeah, it looks like you're coming up on 5,000 feet. That looks pretty good. Just a little bit slow on the ground speed, 140 knots ground speed. 9 Delta Whiskey, when you can, turn left and fly heading 180 when you're able.
Left 180, 9 Delta Whiskey.
Yeah, it looks like your speed's picking up now. That looks good. 9 Delta Whiskey, the information I'm getting now is to leave the props and the power where it's at and just fly like you normally would a single engine for now.
All right, 9 Delta Whiskey.
You got any alarms or warnings going off?
Oh, just heavy trim.
Okay, heavy trim. Okay, I'll pass that on. Nine Delta Whiskey, how many souls on board?
I'm sorry.
Five? Okay, thank you.
Are you showing me in a turn? I'm not moving very good here.
No, sir. It still looks like you're southwestbound. And no turn yet. The altitude and speed look good, but you're still southwestbound.
Yeah, turn left to left. Okay, hold on.
Now, they're telling me the trim control is on the yoke, and it's on the left-hand side of the yoke where the thumb would be, on the upper left-hand side of the yoke for trim.
Understand.
That might help you keep from the yoke forces.
210 on the heading now.
Okay, very good, sir. Keep it coming around when you can. We'll make it 140 on the heading, 140 on the heading.
Okay.
And 9 Delta Whiskey, just want to verify you do have the autopilot off.
I got the two black buttons on disengaged, which is down on the console.
Okay, sir, thank you. And the turn looks good. Very good, sir. And 9 Delta Whiskey on the instrument panel. Is there a landing checklist?
No, I'm not worried with that right now. I'm heading 140 at 6,000 right now. I can put the gear down in the flaps.
Okay, they're telling me you're a little too fast for the gears, so hold on just a moment on the gear, and I'll call you back in just a minute. We got plenty of room before we get you to the airport. This will be a landing runway 6 at Fort Myers International, and hold the gear for just a moment.
No, I was going to. I'm just telling you, I know where the gear control is. What, 9 Delta Whiskey.
Okay, that's good. That's good information. Do you know where the flap control handle is?
I do. I don't know what setting to put them on.
Okay, I'll get you that information in just a moment then.
You bring me in on left base for 6, I assume?
9 Delta Whiskey, that's correct, and we'll get you more information in just a moment. So you're on a left base for 6. You're still a good 25 miles out. We got plenty of time. And you've only been airborne about a half hour, is that correct?
Yeah, we got plenty of fuel.
Okay, very good. King Air 9 Delta Whiskey, I'm told below 160 knots, you're able to lower the gear and the flaps, either one, but it'll be 160 knots will be the speed for that.
Yeah, a little premature for that. What do you want me to do when I get to 5,000 there?
When you get to 5,000, we'll start a slow descent to 3,000, and I'll have another turn for you, and I'll turn you right towards the airport, probably about 10 miles.
I got a light blinking on the pilot's panel. It says AP disc. What's that mean? AP disconnect or something?
Hey, we're getting that information right now. They're listening to you.
9 Delta Whiskey, 4,700 for 3.
9 Delta Whiskey, Roger. It looks pretty good. Turn left, heading 090.
090, 9 Delta Whiskey.
9 Delta Whiskey, more information for you about the throttles. Just operate them like you normally would in a single engine. They said the turbine will respond to it pretty similarly. So just as far as power and airspeed, you can just operate it like a normal throttle. King Air 9 Delta Whiskey, fly heading 070, vector to the airport.
070, 9 Delta Whiskey. 3,800, 9 Delta Whiskey, 220 knots indicated.
9 Delta Whiskey, Roger. When you get to 3,000, just retard the throttles a little bit at a time. We'll get your speed slowed down so we can get the gear down, and I got more information for you in just a moment.
9 Delta Whiskey.
Yeah, 9 Delta Whiskey, it'll be runway 6. It's a 12,000-foot runway, so you're going to have plenty of runway to work with. And we got equipment standing by, and it's all yours.
What's the wind?
Currently, it's 020 at 4 knots.
Thankfully, the winds continued to cooperate, dropping even further by touchdown. We'll be back with the conclusion of the emergency landing of 9er Delta Whiskey in a moment. I'm Paul Platt, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're going to fly in the soup, you got to have an opener. Garmin WAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. Doug White is on approach to Southwest Florida International Airport in Fort Myers, Florida. He's about to need some very specific guidance on power settings for a B-200.
900 out of whiskey. Now, when I retire these throttle here in a minute, I need to know what's indicated to go to.
9 Delta Whiskey, Roger. We'll just retard them slowly. You can start now at your discretion, a little bit at a time. And when you get to 150 knots, I'm told you can drop the gear and the flaps.
Yeah, I understand that. I just want to know where to get it to.
I'm not sure what the setting will be, but just to retard them a little bit at a time and to get the and just watch the airspeed indicator because you're looking for 160 knots or slower. Now, in short final, they're telling me no slower than 110 knots, but I'll confirm that in just a moment. 9 Delta Whiskey, fly heading 060, and that'll put you right on the final. You're about 18 miles out.
060, 9 Delta Whiskey.
9 Delta Whiskey, when you get the speed under control at your discretion, maintain 2,000. There's no hurry for that, but when you're ready, 2,000.
What is speed under discretion indicated now?
If we're looking for 160 knots indicated, you can start the gear down. Right now I'm showing you ground speed right at 160 knots.
I think I see a runway at 12 o'clock and about 7, 8 miles, 9 Delta Whiskey.
9 Delta Whiskey, that's correct. You're looking at the right runway. That's runway 6 at International, and you're about a 15-mile final now. So have you got the gear going down yet, sir?
Negative. I'm descending. I need to get down to 2,000 and get my speed down, 9 Delta Whiskey.
9 Delta Whiskey, the last instruction I got, when you get to 150 knots, the flap control will say approach flaps on there. Just select that detent when you get to 150 knots.
Is that going to be the first notch, 900 out of whiskey?
And I'm confirming that right now. That's correct, sir, the very first notch.
2,800, 900 out of whiskey, 165 indicated.
Sounds good. You're right on the money. You're lined up for the runway, so altitude, your discretion. You can proceed visually, and just let me know when you have the gear and the flaps down.
All right, gear going down. I got 3 greens indicated. Tell me the final approach speed, 9 Delta Whiskey.
9 Delta Whiskey, I'll have it for you in just a moment. The lineup is good. We'll get the approach speed in just a second. Hey, your speed's good right now, and no slower than present speed, and I'll call you back with the final approach speed.
Got 140 indicated, and I got a blinking caution light that says master caution, faster reset. What is that?
Caution. 9 Delta Whiskey, I'll get you an answer in just a moment. No slower than your present speed. That should be good right there.
2,100 indicator.
Very good. And 9 Delta Whiskey, you are cleared to land, cleared to land runway 6.
Appreciate it. Cleared to land runway 6. 9 Delta Whiskey, I need to talk to me about some flaps. When do I hit approach speed?
Okay, you can set the. You do have the flaps in the first detent right now, sir?
Negative. What airspeed can I drop the approach flaps indication?
You can do it right now, sir. You're at the correct speed now.
First notch down, the flaps, 9 Delta Whiskey. When I touch down, if I ever touch down, do I just kill the throttle or what?
That's correct. When you touch down, slowly kill the throttle.
I got 155 indicated, 2,000 feet descending.
9 Delta Whiskey, Roger. And just a little bit fast on the airspeed. Just slow down just a little bit.
Roger, 9 Delta Whiskey. 150, 1800 altitude.
For 9 Delta Whiskey, Roger.
What's approach speed, final approach speed again to the threshold?
I have it for you in just a moment, sir. Your present speed's good. I'll have a final approach speed in just a second. And 9 Delta Whiskey, make your final approach speed 120 knots indicated. You've got time for that, though. You're still 6 miles out, but 120 knots will be your final approach speed.
120, 900 Delta Whiskey through 1400. Got 140 indicated. Got dead pilots inside me.
9 Delta Whiskey. I believe you got one more D10 left on the flaps, so when you get to 120, it'll be full flaps at 120. And then at that point, no slower than 110.
Full flaps at 120, no slower than 110. 9 Delta Whiskey.
9 Delta Whiskey, more information for you. It's just easy with the power as you get close to the runway to keep the nose up, keep the power on it, but easy in and out with the power. They're very responsive, so you'll get a lot of response out of it. And 9 Delta Whiskey, you don't have to respond. More information, once you make it onto the ground, just center line with the rudder pedals. You kill the throttle and maximum braking.
Got it, 9 Delta Whiskey.
And ground speed looks good.
I keep this pilot off the control.
You have plenty of runway, sir, so if you got to add a lot of power to make the threshold, that's fine. You got 12,000 feet of runway.
Full flaps, 9 Delta Whiskey, 120 indicated.
9 Delta Whiskey, Roger. It looks good from here. Good job.
It ain't over till it's over, Grant. Wind check again.
340 at 3 knots. It's almost calm.
Back to where you want, Pard.
9 Delta Whiskey, the runway's all yours. You can turn left or right, whatever's easier for you. Power all the way back, and they're telling me max braking.
Turn it up, buddy. Thank you. 9 Delta Whiskey.
9 Delta Whiskey, when you're ready, you can go to ground frequency 121.9. Nice work.
121.9, thank you.
The original pilot was declared dead after the landing by ground responders. There's no word yet on his name or the cause of death. This original recording was edited to remove long stretches of silence between transmissions. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.